neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
פה שאנחנו קריאת תורה על שבועות, דרם ישראל והתייצבו בתחתית ההר. They gathered on the bottom of the mountain. בתחתית ההר simply means, as Rashi HaKadosh brings, by the foot of the mountain. Gemara explains, what does it mean? והתייצבו בתחתית ההר? It could mean that they were under the mountain. So that means that at the time of the Matan Torah, Ribono Shel Olam uprooted the mountain and placed it over the head of the Am Yisrael, like a gush kup. You know what that is? Why Hashem did such a thing? Why He uprooted the mountain over their head? That is a very difficult point here, because this matter took place after they said Na'aseh v'nishma. It was supposed to convince them that or force them to accept the Torah, so should be taking place beforehand. But here we see, Vayanu kol ha'am yachtav, Yomru kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh. So they responded already, they accepted. So now here we see that the Torah is informing us, Hashem uprooted the mountain over their head. So why this matter has to be taking place after? Should be beforehand.
Maybe now they learn all the mitzvot, they got scared, they have so much to do.
When they said Na'aseh v'nishma?
No, but after they got the Torah, they learn all the halachot. Maybe it's overwhelming, they got too much.
Could be. Yeah, give it Rabbi Moshe.
Because they don't want responsibility.
Now, if they had a problem to accept the command, so that's understandable, but this is afterward. They agreed that whatever the Hashem commands them, they're gonna follow. They're gonna observe. So that's what Na'aseh v'nishma is all about.
Okay,
there is an idea that they're not really into Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what Halav Kiryagav brings. But have you ever run into circumstances, like let's say somebody says, I'll see you, I'll be there. It happens?
Does it? Well, it's I'll take care of it.
As they say, b'chalomot. It happens?
Yeah, it's like when you ask your child to do something, yeah, sure, I'll do it, I'll do it.
I'll clean up, yeah. Hatman. What happens? You say, I'm going to do it, but you don't comply. No, it's not that you don't want to do it. You know, many times you like to do it, and your intention is to do it, but it
doesn't happen. Why does it happen? Because many times you say, ay, 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 why did I say such a thing? Where was my head?
Here, Torah also is teaching us that there's a very effective discipline method, and that is not only you should not trust what people or rely what people tell you,
because you could wish, you could
claim, but doesn't mean that will come through. More so about yourself. And that is that to comply for whatever that we believe that it should happen, you need some type of assurance.
So here the Rosh Hashanah is teaching us, they said that Seven Nishma, Hashem said, Chazavu Baruch, bah, 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 bah.
But he didn't. He said, you know,
you should have a management reminder. And that was the technique that Hashem
brought about. He uprooted the mountain over their head, and he told them, see, whatever that you claim you're going to do,
if you, as the statement is very powerful, it says, if you don't comply by it, he says, Sham,
Tihir Keburatchem. It says Sham over there. This is here. That means Hashem could have told them, if you don't
go by the way you said, I'm going to squish you here. But he didn't say that. He said, you're going to be squished over there.
Sham, he said over there. Why? Because he wanted to inform them, I really respect what you like to do, but it should not be only
lip service. Because if you run away and then they call it Johali, you run away from whatever you said, then you feel you're free. You're out of the domain of the being pressed. But it's the other way around. If you run away over there you're going to be pressed.
Here you're okay. Why? Because you're under the management. You see, oh, if I would not
comply to whatever I said, then here, I'm safe. But if I go over there, I go, understand? Under here, I'm okay. But if I run over there, then I'm going to be trouble. It should be the other way around, because over there it's a clear sky.
Hashem said, no, it's the other way around.
Here you're okay, over there you're not okay. Here you're okay. When you go out there, Hashem Yerachem.
Yeah. So that's why it's unbelievable. They said Naseh V'Nishma. So what do you need the Gushkup for? Why do you need to press him? So that's the whole point.
The kid says, I'm going to clean up, make a gushkup for him.
It has to.
John?
In the second, he forget.
Exactly. Before he forget. Of course, before he forget.
It's unbelievable awareness that we should comply to and bring it about.
That is that Hashem to create healthy, safe,
amen, family, amen, environment, was that Hashem? עם ישראל, בעזרת השם, נזכה בישועות, בשורות טובות, חודש מלא נחת, שמחות, אמן כי יהי רצון.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.